And go out some more Zay and the Time. From Purple Rain, without throwing out a little bit of Prince and Purple Rain. We will be live tomorrow as well as Friday. Gonna ride it all the way out. I have the cat name. Hold on. It's amazing to me how you don't realize how really short Prince is in the movies, because he exudes such, you know, magnetism and whatever. But they're bugging.
He was my height, wasn't he?
And camera angles.
He was 5'2".
Really? Okay, yeah. But always.
And usually they lie about their height, celebrities. Yeah. He might have been shorter.
Right. And always in heels. I ain't never seen you in a pair of heels, did
Yeah, you never will.
But learn to play a guitar. Maybe you will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the other thing. How in the 80s did they allow somebody to come up, a man to come up in heels and a ruffle shirt and you know? And
well, they were always different. The cocaine was really good back then, Mo, so they didn't really care.
You ain't wrong, man. You ain't wrong.
Yeah. You could dress however you wanted back then.
Especially making good music. Yeah.
I don't care.
All the guys dressed like chicks back then.
I don't care what anybody says. The 80s was the greatest party decade of them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the
80s.
Was
I'd probably agree.
It was the decade.
Watch this move. That was the invention of Spike on the Mic and Vern Turner.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there you go. I hope they get that in the historic.
When they do the Where Are They Now, they better come get us. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. What
were we talking about?
I had a story.
Oh, this is about squatters. And like I said, I welcome people to call in to help us out.
I thought you were going to say you welcome people to squat at your Lakeland. Yeah, that place you working on in Lake. Ain't nobody living there, right, Spike?
No.
Yeah, throw that daddy.
Yeah.
Throw that daddy out.
No. But there was a thing. Like we got some property in Lake City. So anyway, there's this thing. Like, your boy, Ronnie D, passed this law about squatters where it's easy to get squatters out.
Good.
Well, you know, now that I saw this thing that is an easier way to do it. Not easy way to do it, but what you're supposed to do is if you have property that you're not living in somewhere, you don't worry about squatters, you go buy two trespassing signs. You put one in the yard and then you put one in the window and you take a selfie with you, the trespassing sign, and the address of that particular house, so you have it documented proof. So if by chance some squatters get into your property, the law enforcement will get you out, because it goes from squatting to trespassing. Once you put that notice that is trespassing, then you have a legal leg to stand on to say these people are not squatting, they are trespassing, and they say authorities will go out there and get it.
That's good. I don't think it should even have to come to that, though. The fact that I own the house and these people are in there.
Yeah,
I agree with DeSantis. That bill that he signed was fantastic, where it makes it easier for the cops to arrest squatters.
And we were talking about that, about the thing that DeSantis did, but no one knew what it was. It's a great soundbite. But what is it?
He signed into law a bill
that makes it easy, where
it doesn't have to be a certain amount. You don't have to go through the court system and that person ends up staying there another 2, 3, 4 months. It's where.
So what is it, though?
If they're squatting, you call the cops. The cops now have the authority to immediately remove them.
See, that's parts I'm not 100 on. Because it was a party when squatters get in there, the authorities would come in there and say, well, they've been here for 30 days. They got rights. So you have to go to the courts to do it. Now, I don't know whether the thing that DeSantis signed says that now you call the cops, they can get them out immediately.
Under HB 621, a property owner can request law enforcement to immediately remove a squatter from their property if the following conditions are met. The individual has unlawfully entered and remains on the property. The individual has been directed to leave the property by the owner, but has not done so, and. So that is one of the best things, one of the best bills that he created and signed in. Because I know there are certain cities that voted against legislation, And it's, I just don't know why.
I totally agree with
you.
But I'm guessing this trespassing thing is probably for everybody, not just Lake City. I mean, not next for Florida. It's for all the country states.
Hopefully, Spike, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how some cities will bend over backwards to help to make it harder for homeowners to remove squatters. DC, go ahead.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
Hey, Mobo. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say, hey, unfortunately, I listen on my phone, so when I call in, I can't listen, so the last minute or whatever I missed.
Right.
I wanted to go back to what Dizzy said about Prince in the 80s, and he said the cocaine was different. Mo, were you born in 67?
Yeah, right.
51.
Yeah, 51. 67.
1867.
Yeah, yes.
No, seriously, you was born in 67,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So was I. Okay, I was June 28, 67. I know you're June something, 67, right?
26.
Does that even matter?
That's what I'm... No, what I'm saying is, me and Mo know exactly what the cocaine was like. I grew up in Baltimore.
I agree.
DC, yeah.
Pump the brakes, man.
DC.
I'm a federale. Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah, but that was back in the day. You know what it's like. But what I'm saying is, Dizzy thinks he knows what it was like, but he has no idea what it was like back in the 80s, brother. I used to, oh my God, I saw Prince in the Civic Center of Baltimore, Maryland. It was absolutely incredible. I was like one of nine white guys there. I sat in the back because I was terrified, but I couldn't miss the show, man.
Wait, I'm confused.
Absolutely amazing.
I said the Coke was a lot better back then. You said Dizzy knows nothing about what he's talking about, but you agreed with me.
Right, but you think it was better, but you have no idea how good it was. You think it was a little better.
I think it was so much better.
How good was it?
I don't know.
Give it 1 to 10, Mo.
You in D.C. doing a bar?
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
Mo got a deviated septum now.
I said deviated septum. Thanks, by the way, D.C. All I said was the 80s was the greatest party decade.
Because of the cocaine. Finish the quote.
Miami Vice, Lamborghinis. Ferraris,
bumps
and whatever. Then AIDS came and messed the whole thing up.
Ruined the party for
everybody.
Always someone.
Well, not everybody. Yeah. Johnny, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You know, I was watching concerts from Lakeland Civic Center back in the day, but it wasn't like, what you guys are talking about. I mean, you can do certain things, but you can't do certain things, right? So
did you do that?
No, my hands are right here. Yeah, no.
Good. I was going to say, good on you, Mo.
Yeah,
really.
But the call was going bad. I think the phone hung up on him himself.
Yeah. Like, what's that? Man, I'm not part of this.
Come on, man. Yeah. Wasting my minutes for this.
See, Mo was saying, he said nothing.
No. I will say this. Probably one of the mistakes I made, because I would imagine...
You in D.C. doing bumps?
Yeah, no. Was that Prince did come through Tampa in the 80s.
He did?
And I would imagine. I don't know. But if he did, I didn't see him. I did see the Jacksons when they came through Jacksonville. I'll take this call.
Yeah, that didn't make no sense. Hang up on yourself.
Hang on. Hey, what's up? That did make sense. I'm saying I should have went and saw Prince because I'm...
He said Tampa.
Tampa, the area, just, within driving range. Go ahead.
Oh, my name's Adam, and I had to come through my town before I came to yours. Right?
All right. I hear what you're saying, Adam.
Explain it to us then.
Really?
He's saying the cocaine had to come through his town before it came to ours.
Oh, so he had a boat and a plane.
I understood exactly.
Let me help you out. Prince and Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 did come through Jacksonville, and they played in that center in Jacksonville, because I went to that concert. I don't understand the Tampa relation.
I was saying Tampa as just as a, using it as a nearby. If he had come nearby, like Jacksonville, I did go to see the Jacksons. I don't know why, and maybe it was just I couldn't or whatever. I don't know why I didn't take the time to go see Prince, because he was white hot then.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that had to be... I mean, it had to be at least the 1999 album, I would say. You know, the Purple Rain tour, I mean, that was probably hellacious to get a seat into that show. But, yeah, it would have been nice to have say I saw Prince live, and I just cannot do that. Tammy, go ahead. Tammy?
Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Yes. How are you? So I was listening to y'all talk about the squatter, and I had a situation where I live in Lakeland. and we own the dirt road that I live on. And there was a trailer that was here for 2.5 years. The lady had passed away. And I kid you not, probably 100 drug people kept coming down there over and over and over and over and over. And it was disgusting. Finally, I had to go and place no trespassing signs in on my road that you have to get from the sheriff's office, not just one you put in the window. You have to pay for them. That way, if anybody's caught on the property, they automatically go to jail. There's no warning.
Right, right. Now, this, I just want to make sure I understood it. There was a trailer that you owned, and it was next to your house or property, and people kept squatting there, drug users?
No, I didn't own it. Some other lady owned it. I owned the dirt road, and this lady owned the trailer, and she passed away, and the police kept going, well, it's in probate, it's in probate. Well, finally, I seek lawyer. It's not in probate. She didn't put it in probate. She had just died, and the family just didn't want nothing to do with it.
So
that was how I was able to get them out.
Tammy, quick question. What's the difference between a trespassing sign I buy at the store and one about the sheriff's office?
Okay, so when you buy one at the store, they have to catch them on the property, and they have to give them a warning saying, if you come back, you're going to go to jail. When you buy one at the sheriff's station, it's like cultivating land, like an orange grove or cattle.
But the sign
says
that?
You get caught on it.
But the sign
yes,
says
sir,
this.
Got,
okay.
And now,
my sign has the coding on it and my name on it. And if you get caught on my property, you automatically go to jail.
Now, Tammy,
there's no warning.
Tammy, I have a question. You didn't know how to be burning some trash and accidentally have an ember get over to that, because I'd have burned the MF-er down.
I'm telling you, I was hoping that everybody would turn their Ring cameras off and I would blow the fire over that way. It was disgusting. You should see what was going in and out of there. I have little kids.
That's what I'm saying. If what I find out is not in probate, maybe I pay somebody to move it. Maybe I just burn it down.
Yeah.
Mail, you know, knock the walls out. Just knock the walls out.
Well, they have actually just demolished the whole little trailer, right? Sorry.
Right.
And what has happened was I had to get code enforcement involved. And I kept getting the runaround, Well, I have a family member that's in Congress, type to speak, so I had to name drop. And finally I got a call back, and they ended up going there. And it took 4 dump trucks to get the crap that was just outside.
Yeah.
And so now it's up for demolition, but I'm hoping it'll be this year.
Wait, hold on. So the trailer is still standing?
Yes. Well, it's standing, but it's not livable. It's disgusting. It's just.
All right. Well,
it's been 2 years. So when I see this water bill come out, I was like, dude, you could have done that 2 years ago.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Tabby. Good luck with the situation, and thanks for listening. We appreciate
thank you.
It.
Love right. your channel. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
DJ, go ahead.
Hey, man, what's up, Mo? I saw Prince in the new power generation in Tampa. It had to be early 2000s. But the best part of the entire night was after the show, he did a 2-hour after show for charity at a little club down the road.
Nice.
For 2 hours, played every single instrument, just went from instrument to instrument to instrument with his band, and just showed off how prolific he was.
How did you know he was going to another spot to play?
They were handing out flyers as you were walking out the show. It was $50 a head to get in, which was expensive back then, you know. But I thought he might do like a half hour, 45 minute set. 2 hours, he went and played just incredible, just all instrumental.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Now, I mean, seeing Prince is seeing Prince, and it's going to be phenomenal. I'd just say by the time he formed the new power generation, I'd kind of waned on him at that point. I was salty that he broke up the Revolution. That was the band for me.
Me too, but it just you couldn't pass up an opportunity.
Right, you're right.
That close up.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It is pretty interesting that me and Prince were both 5'2", gorgeous, and hosted an after show.
That is interesting.
Are we running with that disc?
That's what the caller just said.
It's a cat named Mo. Cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Don't be a boy.